Hey guys, real quick, just wanted to make you guys aware, if you don't already know about this, every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions, we have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there. Jim Schultz here for the FQ Podcast, and man, it is a Monday night, but I did not forget about you guys. You know, I try to get these guys pumped out in the earlier part of the day, but sometimes life, you know, just happens to me, just like it happens to you. But I did not want this Monday to pass without your getting some Monday motivation that you might not hear until Tuesday. And so maybe this is a Tuesday motivation for you, but nevertheless, today, man, today I want to talk about brick and mortar, or bricks and mortar. And I really want to, you know, we're going to leave the faith angle on the shelf for an episode because I kind of want to pay homage to the precursor to F Cubed, which was fitness and your finances, which many of you followed me back in those days. I started that back in like 2011. And that was basically just when I sat down one day and thought, hey, you know, these are the two areas of my life that I've really kind of spent most of my time inside of. And so that's how FNF was born. And then obviously, you know, I've kind of talked about the faith angle on F Cubed and that, you know, I felt God speaking pretty clearly to me to, hey, if I'm going to revive this, to toss the faith angle, you know, right out there front and center. So that's kind of the pathway from FNF to F Cubed for those of you that might be tuning in for the first time. But today, let's pay homage to the old FNF. And let's talk about bricks and mortar as they relate to fitness and your finances. And I almost always talk about fitness first because it comes first in the branding of the company. But today, let's mix it all up, man. Today, let's talk about the finance angle first. So there are certain aspects of your financial picture that I would label as bricks, and there are other aspects of your financial picture that I would label as mortar. So when you think about bricks and mortar, right, think about a building that is obviously composed of bricks and mortar. The bricks are the foundation, right? The bricks are, you know, let's call them the mandatory requirements for the structure to stand. Without the bricks, nothing is going to happen. Without the bricks, there is no foundation. Without the bricks, there is no building. Now, I guess if you want to get, you know, like super picky about it and be ticky-tack about the whole thing, you say, well, Jim, you kind of need the mortar too. And hey, I'm not an architect. I'm not a mason. And so you probably do. I don't know. But I think for the layperson like myself, I think we can all kind of grab onto what I'm laying down here. So if we take that idea and we transfer that to your financial picture, the first thing that jumps out at me, the first thing that pops into my mind, and you guys are probably already going to know what I'm going to say, but the first brick, this is like a cornerstone, man. A cornerstone has to be your budget. It has to be your budget, man. Now, whether you take the time to actively budget or not, you know, if your income is not exceeding your expenses, that's basically what a budget is, right? It's sort of like counting calories. Like, whether you count calories or not doesn't matter. Your body's still counting them. So it's kind of like whether you actively budget or not doesn't matter. At the end of the month or the end of the quarter or the end of the year, you look at your bank account like, oh, my income must be more than my expenses. Or, oh, we're going to be out of money pretty soon. Like, it's going to be one of the two. And so the budgeting process is like happening whether you want it to be happening or not. That is a brick. In your foundation, that is your financial future, that might be the biggest brick of all. And so if you've not paid close attention to your budget, like, I got it, man. It's 2018. We're all so busy. And I got to be honest with you guys, man. I have not done a great job with our budget this year. I have pushed it aside. I have kind of fallen off more times than I care to admit. And so, you know, I mean, it's real, man. Like, it's my life too. And so I get it, man. If you're not feeling like, man, I'm not super motivated to budget. Like, who gets motivated? Nobody gets motivated to budget. So that would make you normal, in my opinion. But even still, you've got to take some time to at least wrap your head around where you spend your money. If you don't want to do it every month, like, I got it, right? You probably should, honestly. But if you don't want to, like, I understand that. But if you have no reference point, then you have no building. You have no structure. You have no foundation for your financial future, because you don't have any idea where your money's going, let alone any control over where your money's going. Because in order to have control, you have to first know what you're trying to control. And so until you take inventory of the process, there is no process. And so the first brick that popped into my mind is your budget. Now, a second brick would be your investment portfolio, your investment paradigm, right? Like, how you view your stocks and your bonds and your real estate and your commodities and your rental properties, whatever you do, whatever means you are using to put your dollars to work so that they can then multiply and create more dollars for you when you are not at work, right? In order for all of us to get from A to Z, Z being, you know, financial stability, at some point in the future, we're going to have to invest our money. We're going to have to put our money to work for us. And so those are two examples of two bricks that popped into my mind. Now, what would be like some mortar around those bricks? Well, let's stick with the two examples. Like, if you stick with the budgeting angle, some mortar inside, you know, some mortar around the budgeting brick is probably going to be like how often you budget. Do you do it every month? Do you do it every quarter? Like, that probably doesn't matter that much. It's just more important that you do it. How do you spend your money, right? That does matter a lot to you, but how you spend your money and how I spend my money might not be the same. In fact, they probably won't be the same. And so having kind of a cookie cutter budget laid out for everyone to apply their own unique situation to doesn't really make a lot of sense. And so the specific categories that are in your budget, that's also kind of mortar. Now, mortar in the grand scheme of things, to you, it might be a brick because, you know, you're like, wow, yeah, I really spent a lot of money at Starbucks, or wow, yeah, we really eat out too much, right? So those are some examples of like mortar, things that are less important than the bricks themselves. And then from the portfolio standpoint, you know, you guys know I'm a big, if you guys follow me at Tasty Trade at all, even through F Cubed, I mean, I'm a big proponent of active trading, but I have a lot of respect for people that just want to invest passively, and I really have no problem with that whatsoever. I totally understand if somebody doesn't want to, you know, devote the time and the resources and the energy. I totally get it, man, because it's not easy. And anyone who tells you that it is not really being truthful, in my opinion. But I do think the potential from a financial return standpoint can be quite great. So it's worth it. That, to me, though, is still mortar. Like, the portfolio itself is a brick. How you decide to invest your money, more of mortar than a brick. And so there's a couple examples on the finance angle. If we flip over to the fitness side, so you've got bricks and you've got mortar, same idea. Here, you know, you guys, again, can probably already anticipate what I'm going to say, but the two biggest bricks are going to be your nutritional strategy and your training program, period. Your nutritional strategy is a brick. The fact that you have a nutritional strategy is a brick. The fact that you care about what goes into your body and you're monitoring it in some way is a brick. You know, there's this huge craze and boom now about intuitive eating, which I'm gonna pump some content out related to that, and Autumn might even join me on that a little bit, because it's really interesting, right? Like, this is the new thing, the new craze, intuitive eating. But what I think a lot of people don't realize is you can't come from knowing nothing to eating intuitively. That doesn't even make any sense if you think of the actual definition of what you're saying. right? And I think this is what a lot of people like think. They either think it's like this, or they hope it's like this, or I'm not quite sure yet, honestly. But I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't really want to count macros, or I don't want to do keto, or I don't want to do paleo. I just want to eat intuitively. It's like, well, okay, that's fine. But if you don't have any reference point, if you don't have any experience in this field, by definition, you have no intuition. Like by definition, you can't do anything intuitively because you have no experience base to develop an intuition. Intuition comes from experience. Intuition comes from this inner knowledge that you develop from having, you know, gone through it over and over and over again and failed and succeeded and failed and succeeded. And, you know, trials and errors. I mean, that's how you develop intuition. You don't just wake up one day and think, oh, man, I want to get in shape. I'm going to eat intuitively. That doesn't make any sense. Like, it's not, I can already tell you right now, it's not going to work because you don't even know what you're doing yet. And so you have to have something that's more structured than that. Now, on the other side of that is if you've been eating for a long time, you could eat intuitively. But anyway, I'm going down the intuitive eating rabbit hole. I knew I would too. I'm like, I should bring that up. Now I'm like, no, I probably shouldn't because that'll be an easily extra 9 minutes. But anyway, I stopped it short. But a brick is your nutritional strategy. The mortar around that brick is the nutritional strategy that you choose, in my opinion. Again, leaving the intuitive eating thing out of it. If you want to track macros, you already know. Me and you, BFFs. You already know that I love you. And I will always love you. Like you already know that because you know that I love tracking macros. And I think that that's the best, most efficient way forward for not only your progress now, but your sustainability later, right? Like thinking about it holistically, I think that's definitely the best option. But maybe you don't want to do that. Like I get it, man. I understand. So maybe you just want to eat clean. Like I got it. Maybe you want to do keto. Maybe you're a masochist and you like doing things that don't make sense. I got it. You know, I mean, there's something for everybody in this world. Or maybe you want to do, you know, like Autumn started doing the Whole 30 just today, actually. And so we'll probably talk more about that on the Facebook live event tomorrow night. So check that out if you can. But yeah, we can all kind of poke fun at her and that'll be a good time. But hey, all kidding aside, like there's really so many different nutritional strategies that you can choose from. The most important thing is that you have a strategy and that you adhere to the strategy. So the brick is adherence to said nutritional strategy. The mortar is the nutritional strategy that you choose itself. From a training standpoint, the brick is that you challenge yourself. The brick is that when you get in the gym, you put in the work. The brick is that when you're, you know, on those rubber mats, you are focused. You concentrate. You push yourself. You challenge your limits. That's the brick. How you want to actually do that, like do you want to do more of a power training split? Do you want to do more of a hypertrophy training split? Do you not have a lot of time and it's got to be more of like a circuit style training, right? Honestly, it doesn't really matter. Now, it does matter if you're like a high level competitive athlete, right? Like if you're a competitive bodybuilder like I am, then yeah, it matters. If you're a competitive powerlifter like well, I'm not, but like I know, then yeah, it matters. If you want to push your body to like its maximum potential, like yeah, it probably matters. And I know a lot of you out there want to do that, so you should be considering these things. But it's still mortar. It's still absolutely mortar. Like for me, and I'm trying to push my body to the highest level possible next summer, it's still mortar. Like how I choose to actually train is mortar relative to the training itself, if that makes any sense. Relative to the fact that I've committed myself to getting in the gym for, you know, an hour and a half or however long it takes, and I am going to push my body to the max, which doesn't mean taking every set to failure, by the way. It means being strategic and planning things out, but executing on that plan. That's the brick. That's what I need to focus on. That's what you guys need to focus on. So when you're putting together your fitness plan, whatever it might be, right, differentiate between the bricks and the mortar. The brick is that you challenge yourself. The mortar, it doesn't matter if you do dumbbell shoulder presses or hammer strength shoulder presses. it really doesn't make a difference. The brick is that when you get to the gym, you put in the work, and when you get done, you're like, yeah, I just put in some work. The mortar is, do you want to do, you know, high reps or low reps? It doesn't really matter. You know, check out the podcast I did, I think it was like a week ago, about, you know, heavyweights versus lightweights. I talked, you know, in detail about that. How really, if you match it for intensity, it doesn't make a difference. You're still probably going to get the same results. And so I just wanted to take a minute, you know, and or I guess 14 minutes, and talk a little bit about some bricks and some mortar. Pay a little homage to, you know, the artist formerly known as Fitness and Your Finances. And maybe lift you guys up a little bit, man. Maybe motivate you guys. Maybe inspire you guys. You know, whatever. Maybe you can grab some little breadcrumb that I dropped on the trail. And you're like, yeah, I can resonate with that. The other 13 and a half minutes I could do without. But that 30 seconds, that really spoke to me. So, hey, man, that would be great, in my opinion. So, thank you guys. I really hope that was inspirational. I hope that was motivational. I hope you got something from that. And I will see you guys on Wednesday. Hey guys, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am so humbled by your time and your attention. Man, it would mean the world to me if right now, if you texted one of your friends with a link to this podcast and you were just like, hey, check this guy out. Give this guy a listen. You know, I think fitness, finance, faith, you know, it might help you out. Help me spread the message. Help me spread the word. Man, it would be phenomenal.